సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాం సహగణ లలిత శివ శాఖాం. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి కుపేశ శాంత రాధా తప్త కాంచన గౌరంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభావేశ్వరి ప్రణమామి వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృతా సింధుభ్యశ్చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ ద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. Not from any particular Bhagavatam, but topics of Krishna, some topics of Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we all know, predicted Priti Vite Ache Jato Nagaradigram Sapat Pachar Haibe Manam. My name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, will be preached in all the towns and villages of the world. At the time that he said that, it didn't seem very possible.
శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు కడ 500 వర్షాలకు ముందు ఇంత మేల్కోడే కాటంబోడు ఇంత నడకూడే ఒక కార్యమాగ తోచలేదు.
That the world has changed very much since those days.
అంత నాడిలుంది ఇప్పుడు ఉలగం పరమడకు మారి ఇచ్చినది.
And nowadays we live in what is sometimes referred to as the global village.
తర్పుడు మొత్తం ఉలగమే ఒరే గ్రామమాగ మారి చూడలే వడిగింది.
Intercontinental travel is accessible to all those who can afford it. It's not that expensive.
பல கண்டங்களுக்கு இடையே உள்ள பயணம் தற்போது சுலபமாக மாறியுள்ளது. அனைவரும் பிரயாணம் செய்ய முடியும்.
And via modern technology, one can have a conference with people sitting in different parts of the world.
நவீன விஞ்ஞான முன்னேற்றம் போது மூலமாக உலகின் பல பகுதிகளிலிருந்து
So people can go here and there.
மக்களால் இங்கிருந்து அங்க செல்ல முடிகின்றது, அங்கிருந்து வர முடிகின்றது.
Or even sitting in one place can communicate with people in other parts of the world.
ஒரு இடத்திலிருந்தே உலகின் எல்லா பகுதிகளிலும் நம்மால் தொடர்பு கொள்ள முடிகின்றது.
So with the printing press and now the internet and various other devices and the possibilities for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world are quite feasible.
அச்சுக்கலையின் மூலமாக இணையதளத்தின் மூலமாக உலகம் முழுவதும் இந்த கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை பரப்புவது முடியக்கூடிய காரியமாக தோன்றுகிறது.
Of course, it's not only Krishna consciousness that can be spread widely.
கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை மட்டும் உலகம் முழுவதும் பிரச்சாரம் செய்ய முடியாது.
McDonald's and fosters beer is spread much more widely than Krishna consciousness.
Krishna bhakti yuda paridhamana madhu ayinode pracharam mela adhigamana madhu varumbodhu manjoyikkirathu.
And rather than good being spread through the mass media, it's more of bad is being spread.
நல்ல விஷயங்களை விட மோசமான விஷயங்கள் இந்த விளம்பரங்கள் மூலமாக அதிகமான முறை மனித சமுதாயத்தில் பரப்பப்படுகிறது.
Which is typical of Kali Yuga.
இது Kali Yuga-த்தின் இயல்பான குணம்.
That in Kali Yuga the bad tends to prosper.
Kali Yuga-த்தில் மோசமான விஷயங்கள் மிக விரைவில் பரப்பப்படும்.
Nevertheless, there is tremendous scope for spreading Krishna consciousness.
இருந்தபடியும் கூட மிக பெரிய அளவில் கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை பரப்புவதற்கு சாதகமான வாய்ப்புகள் உள்ளன.
And that we are finding at the present time.
அவை நாம் கண்கூடாக காண்கின்றோம்.
The devotees are going out and distributing so many books.
பக்தர்கள் வெளியில் சென்று ஏராளமான புத்தகங்களை விநியோகம் செய்கிறார்கள்.
So many people are taking interest in Krishna consciousness.
பலர்கள் கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை ஆர்வமுள்ளவர்களாக மாறுகிறார்கள்.
Before I came to India to stay, I was distributing books in Britain.
நான் இந்தியா வருவதற்கு முன்பு இங்கிலாந்து நாட்டில் புத்தகம் விநியோகம் செய்து கொண்டிருந்தேன்.
So out every day, all day, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And although we managed to distribute many books, no one was interested in them. I can still remember there were one or two people out of the thousands I approached who were actually interested in the subject matter.
நான் சந்தித்த ஆயிரக்கணக்கான நபர்களில் ஒரு இருவருக்கு தான் ஆண்டிலேயே ஆர்வம் இருந்தது. இப்பொழுது கூட என்னால் அவர்களை நினைவு கொள்ள முடிகிறது.
And they wonder, well, how do we manage to sell any books?
அப்படி இருக்கும்போது கூட எப்படி எங்களால் புத்தகம் விநியோகம் செய்ய முடிந்தது?
Well, it was by transcendental trickery, I guess, most of us.
பல நேரங்களில் ஆண்டிலேயான முறையில் ஏமாற்றுவதன் மூலமாக தான் புத்தகம் விநியோகம் செய்தோம்.
George Harrison, who's like at that time was as popular as Amitabh Bachchan, I guess you could say, as he is in northern India, he had written an introduction to the Krishna book. So just on showing his name, he managed to sell so many of his books. So we'd approach people, and even to get people to stop was difficult.
மக்களை வந்து நிறுத்தி பேசுவது கூட கடினமான காரியமாக இருந்தது.
One of our techniques was to people would be walking past, and just as they're going past, we say, "Excuse me, do you speak English?"
மக்கள் வேகமாக செல்லுவது அவர்களை நிறுத்தி பேசுவது கூட கடினமான காரியம். அவர்களை வழிநிறுத்தி உங்களை தாங்கிய உங்களை தெரியுமா என்று பேச ஆரம்பிப்போம்.
So most people thought, well, it's a foreigner who's looking for some help.
பல நேரங்களில் அவர்கள் நாங்கள் வெளிநாட்டுக்காரர்கள் ஆங்கிலம் தெரியாதவர்கள் பேச ஆரம்பிப்பார்கள்.
So with this way we get them to stop and get their attention.
இவ்வாறாக தான் நாங்கள் அவர்களிடம் பேசி அவர்களோட புத்தகத்தை விநியோகம் செய்ய முடிந்தது.
Anyway, it's all right. Everyone else is being tortured by mosquitoes also. So I'll join you. Spiritual communism. So times have changed. Even in the West, we're always running away from the police and rushing out to the police trying to arrest us. And I think there was no book distributor in England at that time who didn't spend some time in the police station, if not in the prison.
அந்த நேரத்தில் மேலாளர்களில் புத்தகம் செய்த எல்லா பக்கத்திலும் கண்டிப்பாக ஒரு மாதம் இரண்டு மாதத்திலே அனுபவமாக கண்டிப்பாக இருக்கும்.
But again, times have changed.
ஆனால் தற்போது காலம் ஆகிவிட்டது.
And the metropolitan police, that means the London police, part of their training program nowadays is to bring the police cadets to Bhaktivedanta Manor.
ஆனால் தற்போது காலம் ஆகிவிட்டது. லண்டன் நகர போலீஸ் நிர்வாகம் நிர்வாகத்தில் உள்ள அதிகாரிகள் தங்களுடைய பயிற்சிக்காக நம்முடைய இஸ்கான் பக்திதாரமான ஆலயத்தில் போகின்றார்கள்.
So here in India also, when I first came here for preaching, it was very difficult in compared to now.
India, na mudhalil vandha nerathil kuda indha pracharam kadinamaga irundhathu, thappu ullathu pola kedaiyathu.
The influence of Advaita Vada was so intense that as soon as we say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, it immediately saw its protest.
அப்புறம் அத்வைதவாதம் இந்திய சமுதாயத்தினுடைய ஆணாக வேறு இருக்கிறது. கிருஷ்ணர் தான் முன்னே தமிழ் பேச ஆரம்பித்தாலே மக்கள் உடனடியாக எடுத்து
பேசாமல் tremendous scope and we should take advantage of this and preach Krishna consciousness very widely.
ஆனால் தற்பொழுது மிக ஏராளமான வாய்ப்புகள் இருக்கின்றன. இந்த சந்தர்ப்பத்தை பயன்படுத்தி அருமையான முறையில் பிரச்சாரம் செய்ய வேண்டும்.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, or rather it said about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Apane Achari Prabhu Jivere Shikai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the jivas by the example of his own life.
ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மகாபுரியை பற்றி சைதன்ய சரதாமிரத்தில் ஒரு மருத்துவம் கிடைக்கிறது. ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மகாபுரு தன்னுடைய வாழ்க்கையில் தானே இந்த பக்தி விஷயங்களை கலப்பித்து மக்களுக்கு முன் உதாரணமாக சிறப்பு பிரச்சாரம் செய்தார்கள்.
Now we find everyone in the modern world is, not everyone, but generally people are busy.
இந்த நவீன யுகத்தில் வாழக்கூடிய பெரும்பான்மையான நபர்கள் எப்பொழுதும் பலவிதமான காரியங்களில் சுறுசுறுப்பாகவே இருக்கிறார்கள்.
And we're also busy. In the activities of spreading Krishna consciousness. But this point, apane achari prabhu jivere shikai, we also have to practice Krishna consciousness. We have to practice and preach.
நாம் பயிற்சி செய்வதற்கு மீண்டும் பிரச்சாரம் செய்ய வேண்டும்.
Both things must be there.
இரண்டு விதமான விஷயங்களும் இருக்க வேண்டும்.
By practicing Krishna consciousness, we gain strength.
கிருஷ்ண பக்தி சரியான முறையில் கடைபிடிப்பதன் மூலமாக பிரச்சாரம் செய்வதற்கு தேவையான சக்தியை நாம் அடைந்தோம்.
And conversely, if we don't practice, then we become weak.
அதற்கு மாறாக கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை சரியான முறையில் நாம் பயிற்சி செய்யாவிட்டால்
As I wrote in the Brahmachari book, Brahmachari and Krishna Consciousness, that if a devotee is feeling weak or not enthusiastic, it's usually due to not enough quality hearing and chanting about Krishna.
In the Krishna Bhakti Brahmachari and the Bhusan Kiran, there are many things. For a bhaktan bodhvaga, Krishna Bhakti Aadho Bhusanah Balinamanah Maharaj Bhakti 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 Bhakti
So I'm also busy. sometimes so many things to do. Just like yesterday morning, we had to leave Chennai early, so we didn't have any class in the morning. At least I didn't give any class, or I didn't attend any class. But in general, all these activities should go on. Even if there are only three or four people, we can still have a class. It's not that class is just when a sannyasi comes or a person. Daily discussion of the Shastra should go on. Daily, if we immerse ourselves in, at least for some time, in hearing the topics of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, that will keep us focused on what we're doing. And traditionally, the bhakti culture went on like this. Sometimes there may have been major meetings in which there are lots of people present. Just like we find that Sudhu Goswami spoke to Shonaka Rishi and how many other rishis were present. Hmm? 10,000, any other guesses?
சப்சோதர கோசாமி சவரத்தீடம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதி பாடும்போது அந்த நைன்சாரி நம்பருக்கு எத்தனை எழுத்துக்கள் கூடியிருந்தார்கள்? என்னைக்கு சொன்னோம்? 1000, 2000, 1,000,000 கோடிய
So many thousands. Ah, there you see. Well, I read in the Srimad Bhagavatam 60,000. So it might have been 59,999 others. Maybe 60,000 is an approximation.
சுதர் கோஸ்வாமி ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதி பாடம் பேசும்போது அங்கு 60,000 ஸ்ரீமத் பக்தர்கள் கூடியிருந்து பாகவதி கேட்டார்கள்.
I wonder how it went on in those days. I guess Sukha Goswami had a loud voice. that was a big gathering. But often it would just be like one person giving part, and then four or five others like that. Maybe like that also. I think it was last year in Vrindavan. I was just in the evening walking through some back lanes. And in several places I heard kirtan or part, and I just looked inside and there's some small ashram, four or five people doing, or someone's house, they're doing bhajan like that.
பல இடங்களில் பல சிறு ஆசிரமங்களில் நான் கண்டேன், இரண்டு மூன்று பக்தர்கள் மட்டும் கூடியிருந்து பஜன் செய்வதையோ அல்லது ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் வகுப்பு நடப்பதையோ.
So it's not that there has to be many people present, but even a few people, the hearing and chanting about Krishna should continue.
ஆனால் பகவானை பற்றி கேட்கக்கூடிய பேசக்கூடிய பாடக்கூடிய இந்த முறையை கடைபிடிப்பதற்கு ஏராளமான நபர்கள் தான் இருக்க வேண்டும் என்று அவசியம் இல்லை.
Recently I was in San Diego, ISKCON San Diego. Which is maybe the only temple in ISKCON temple in America with an established Brahmachari ashram. Oh, in New York they have also.
America will in the ISKCON New York ஆலயத்தில் மட்டும்தான் ஏராளமான பிரம்மச்சாரிகள் இருக்கிறார்கள்.
So daily class is going on. Maybe about 10 or 12 devotees are there. But Bhadri Narayan Prabhu is the GBC who resides there, and he gives class sometimes. And Dravida Prabhu, who is he's been editing Srila Prabhupada's books for many years, and he sometimes gives classes. And Mahatapa Prabhu, who's the temple president, who's learned in Shastra and an accomplished preacher, by his preaching the Brahmacharis are coming, he sometimes gives class. And others may also do. So even though it's not that, at least by Indian standards, it's not a very big group, but they daily attend class. And they really get into it. When I was there, they were in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, which is the Uddhava Gita, which is a highly philosophical discussion.
உண்மையிலேயே அந்த வகுப்புகள் சுவாரஸ்யமாக ஆழமாக சென்று கொண்டிருக்கிறது. நான் இங்கே இருக்கும்போது ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதின் உத்தவகீதை ஆழமான பகுதியில்
விவாதிக்கப்பட்டது.
அந்த உத்தவகீதையின் ஆழமான தத்துவ பகுதியில்
And every day after class there'd be so much discussion.
தினசரி வகுப்புகளுக்கு பின்பு ஏராளமான தத்துவ விசாரணைகள்.
So this is pleasing to Krishna. Krishna is pleased when his devotees become pleased by discussing about him.
பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர் பக்தர்கள் அவரை பற்றி எப்பொழுதும் பேசக்கூடிய காரியங்கள்
ஈடுபட்டிருக்கும் பொழுது
இதே விஷயம் என்று ஸ்ரீமத் உத்தவகிரியில் சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கிறது.
So this is the pleasure of the devotees to discuss topics of Shastra.
பக்தர்கள் பகவானை பற்றி பேசக்கூடிய விஷயங்களில் ஆனந்தம் அடைகிறார்கள்.
We find that Prabhupada would daily, pretty much daily, he would give a lecture. Now, I don't. That's, you could say, a failing of mine, because I take time out for writing. But that's also another way of absorption in Krishna Katha. Srila Prabhupada actually wrote that writing is the best way to remember Krishna, because Prabhupada said that you're forced to remember Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada encouraged his disciples to write, to read, to discuss about Krishna, to preach about Krishna. And of course to chant Hare Krishna. So all these activities should go on. Now I'm just a bit afraid that if activities expand and expand, but we don't have a solid basis in hearing and chanting, then it'll be on a very, not a strong foundation. If we expand and expand, but there's not a strong foundation in Krishna consciousness, then materialistic tendencies will take over. And instead of thinking, well, there's aham lamiti, the way this thinking comes. I, me, and mine. Instead of thinking, aham Krishna dasa, aham Krishnasya, I belong to Krishna, I'm a servant of Krishna, we start to think in terms of I, me, and mine. And really, there's not that much, it's not that pleasing to Krishna if we have buildings and numbers of people, but no strong sense of hearing and chanting about Krishna. So we always have to remember that big is wanted, but small is also beautiful. There is a famous book in the Western world called Small is Beautiful. Seeing the whole society become everything becoming big. This book was written there's a kind of check on that. Yeah, we have big business, big factories, big corporations, big cities, and no one's happy. So the book Small is Beautiful, I haven't read it, but from what I understand, it was recommending that we in the traditional society, how small groups of people lived together, interdependently. So it's recommending that.
இந்த புஸ்தகத்தை நான் படிக்கவில்லை, ஆனால் கண்டிப்பாக நல்ல புஸ்தகமாக தான் இருக்க வேண்டும். பழைய கலாச்சாரத்தை எவ்வாறாக மக்கள் சிறிய சிறிய சமுதாயமாக இருக்கக்கூடிய சந்தோஷமானவர்களாக இருந்தார்கள்.
It seems to be an inevitable result of, as more and more people come, that we can't personally interact with so many people. The devotees who are with Srila Prabhupada in the 1965, 1966, when Prabhupada was beginning the movement, they describe it as very intimate interaction with Srila Prabhupada at that time, which wasn't possible later. In the early days, devotees, they didn't join ISKCON. There wasn't much even idea of ISKCON, but they joined the Swami. It's like personally coming to
Prabhupada.
In the early days, Prabhupada would sometimes spend hours speaking with one or two people. But when I joined, there was no question of me even going and speaking even one word to Prabhupada. So, of course, Srila Prabhupada is a fully spiritual person. About Shukadeva Goswami, it is said, what is that? Tamsarva Bhuta Hridayam Munimanato Smi, that he has the power to enter into everyone's heart. I bow down to him. So, in that sense, we didn't feel separated from Prabhupada. We knew that we are in his shelter by this spiritual method of service to him and hearing from him. But nevertheless, it's inevitable as things expand that there will be less intimacy. So anyway, I was talking about the Bhagavatam, but yeah, these classes and kirtans that brings us all together in the core activity of hearing and chanting about Krishna. While we're busy in these activities of hearing and chanting, busy in the activities of preaching, we also have to keep our bases strong. That means we have to rise early and have kirtan in the morning, have class, discuss from the Shastra, and don't waste any time. We have so much work to do in preaching Krishna consciousness. But we also need to spend a lot of time performing sadhana. If we followed the sadhana program that Prabhupada gave us, then there would be like minimum 4 hours every morning, and then in the evening 2.5 hours, so at least 6.5 to 7 hours every day. And that's not including our own personal reading. And along with that, Prabhupada wanted us to distribute books and preach in so many ways.
இல்ல பிரபாதர் நாம் அவருடைய புத்தகங்களை விநியோகம் செய்வதையும் ஆசைப்பட்டால் பலவிதமான பிரச்சார காரியங்கள் ஏற்படுவதையும் ஒதுக்கப்பட்டார்.
We shouldn't have any boredom problem. We shouldn't have any problem getting bored. Yeah, I don't think there's any word for that in Indian language. It's a very Western concept. Getting bored. Getting bored means when you just feel fed up, that you're uninterested, nothing to do.
Ujjana
bolte. Is it not in Hindi? Is it? What do they say? But that's not a Sanskrit word. Ubjana is not a Sanskrit word. Hindi, yeah, but it's not. It doesn't come in the original Indian culture. I don't think there's any concept of getting bored. Bangla people, I never heard. No one gets bored in Bengal. They're too vivacious. At least in Bangladesh. You have a word for getting bored?
No,
what do you say, doctor? You find depression is there, but that's different from boredom. Melancholy, but that's different to boredom. Boredom is it's like a temporary phase. It's the melancholy of depression is that's a deep disorder, psychological disorder. It means you may not be mentally disturbed or have any serious mental disturbance, but you just feel not. Because the idea of boredom comes from the idea that you should always be in Rajaguna and being excited all the time. And when you find nothing very exciting, then you become bored. So. You may not even know what I'm talking about. It's a very Western idea.
Before 20 years, if you say this word, nobody can even understand.
Yeah. Even now you can't understand. Yeah, it's an influence of tamaguna. It's a very Western idea. The idea of being born. The idea that you should always, your senses should always, you should always be interested in something like that. But the thing is that in Indian culture, it's so different. I mean, the idea of boredom comes from the idea your senses should always be titillated, and that you could just be satisfied to sit down and chant Hare Krishna or be with a friend and talk with them. There's no such thing. It's probably not there in the Western. And that's an exaggeration. Anyway, what was I telling you about? Yeah, there's no boredom in Krishna consciousness. There might be something resembling depression, transcendental depression, actually.
That
you see the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the Rotundas. Hari Hari Vipale Janamago Ainu Manusha Janamapaya Radha Krishna Nabhojiya Janiya Shuniya Visha Kaina. Narottam Das is praying that, oh my Lord Hari, I uselessly wasted my life. I got the human form of life, but I didn't worship Radha and Krishna. Therefore I knowingly drunk poison. But this seems like a depression, but it's transcendental. It's different to that of the materialist completely. You find again and again in the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he expresses a kind of helplessness, how I wasted my life. Vidyar Vilashe Kathainu Kaam Amar Jivan Sada Papira. Again and again in his songs he expresses how my life has been passed uselessly or sinfully. But that's different from the kind of depression that leads people to suicide. That kind of feeling of helplessness is an inspiration. It's it leads to him turning to Krishna that I have, now I have no hope other than you. So we should discuss these things regularly. The philosophy of Krishna consciousness is given in Bhagavad Gita. And so many great devotees are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then within the songs of our Vaishnava Acharyas, we have all the philosophy of Krishna consciousness expressed it with their own feelings for Krishna. So we should discuss these regularly. And enrich our lives. We don't care for the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us. We don't care for dhanam, janam, sundarim. It's wealth, women, what is it, followers, kavitam, intellectualism. We don't care for any of these things. But we have another kind of dhanam. All the sadhus in India since time immemorial, they left this world. They left all the wealth of the world to get another kind of wealth. All this is described in the six Goswamis, they all came from very aristocratic backgrounds. Rupa and Sanatan, they were the ministers in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. When Rupa Goswami retired, he took his gold in three boats. Jiva Goswami was their nephew. He also was raised in his, actually he left home practically in childhood, but he was raised in wealth.
Jiva Goswami is a
Raghunath Das Goswami also came from an extraordinarily wealthy family. And the other two, Raghunath Bhakta, Gopal Bhakta, they were aristocratic in a different way. They were from very respectable Brahmana families. So it said of the six Goswamis, they had so much aristocratic association, they gave it up as if it was insignificant. And they accepted Kopina Kanta, the shelter of Kopina Kanta. Generally the sadhus, they have three kurs, Kopin, Kanta, and Kamandalu. And Kanta, I'll explain. Kanta. So Kopin, that means the, that's translated as loincloth. Not exactly, but anyway, there's no such concept in English. Anyway, you all know what Kopin is. Kopin, then Kamandalu, that you also the water pot of the sadhu. So for a sannyasi, they can do everything with that. They can drink it, they can wash their backside, everything. For sannyasi, it's allowed. one water pot. Keep life simple.
Sannyasi
is to keep life very simple.
And
kantha, that's for the winter, that means a quilt made from old cloth. That means when the cloth gets torn, you keep that, and then it's all made into one quilt. Bengali, it's leaf. But it's, you can make it with nice new cloth, but specifically, even in the villages, at least in Bangladesh, they keep the old cloth and then they make this patchwork quilt, it's called. In English it's called a patchwork quilt. They had the idea in England also, that you don't just, in the modern culture you just throw everything away, make piles of garbage, but in the old culture everything is used.
பழைய துணிகளாக உருவாக்கப்பட்ட கந்து துணிகளை அவர்கள் ஒடுக்குபவராக இருந்தார்கள். பழைய கலாச்சாரத்தில் எந்த விதமான பொருளுமே வந்து வீணடிக்கப்படவில்லை, எல்லாமே பயன்படுத்தப்பட்டன.
And here in South India, I think you, this far south, you probably don't even need this kantha. It's so warm most of the year, you don't. So these six Goswamis, it doesn't even mention kantha. Kopin, and it doesn't mention kamandiri. Kopin and Kanta. So they gave up all this just to have some kopin and some quilt. That's all. They didn't have any material possession.
In the Aridamana Goswami Run, in the middle of the Pogigamana, I used to be in the middle.
So it may seem, what are they? They're frustrated. They're just, in frustration, they've given everything up. But they got something much better. They're very intelligent. Instead of all this politics, diplomacy, prestige, and government affairs, money, they left that all behind. But what they got in exchange was Gopi Bhavar Samritabdalahari Kalola Maglo Muhur. Always Muhur means repeatedly. Gopi Bhavar Samritabdalahari Kalola. So in the waves, in the diving and servicing in the waves of the Gopi Bhava Rasam Ritabda, which means the ocean of the way it comes out in Sanskrit, you have to say it backwards in English. Exactly backwards. They're diving and servicing in the waves of the ocean, of the nectar, of the emotional exchanges known as Gopi Bhava.
The
feelings of the gopis. So we may not experience immediately this most elevated level. But we should daily immerse our consciousness in the treasure which has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada in the form of his books. Those who relish this, they can know what is a nice taste there. That, was it on Sunday? I often mention that. People often ask me that, how I remained in Krishna consciousness all these years. And this and that. Well, one major reason is because what we're getting. what Srila Prabhupada has given us in his books. You shouldn't think that these books are like some kind of school books which you learn and then maybe you take out, you do something in your life that you learn from that. But as Srila Prabhupada said, we should make Srimad Bhagavatam our life. So that means that our whole life is it's interlinked, it's inseparable from Bhagavatam. When we say Bhagavatam, that means Bhagavad Gita also. Because to enter the topics of Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita is needed. And when we say Srimad Bhagavatam, we mean Chaitanya Charitamrita also. Because Srimad Bhagavatam can properly be, as fully as possible understood through the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Kirtita Bhagavata Rasamalayam, or drink the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam up to the point, throughout our lives. All of these books, Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Karo Pan Jaha Hoite Premananda Bhakti Tattva Gyan. Drink the nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita daily. For which there is Premananda, the bliss and love of Krishna. And knowledge of the topics of devotional service. So we're very busy, we have many things to do, we have to run here and there. Take a little time every day. Slow down. And immerse ourselves in these topics of Shastra. And that will enrich our day and our life. We'll find our day is enriched, and then our whole life will be enriched by absorption in these topics. So, Lila Purushottam Prabhu is going out daily for book distribution and also reading the books. So I've asked him that if no one else is giving a class any day in the morning, he can sit down and give a class. What you read, you speak something, that's all. And others can do, should do also. But this class should go on daily. Otherwise, it will, Prabhupada said, it will eventually become, unless we have this regular hearing and chanting, then it will become a joint mess. The main purpose will become eating and sleeping. So please go on with this hearing and chanting. There may be hundreds and thousands of presents. There may be three or four. Or as Srila Prabhupada's guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, said, even if no one is present, you preach to the four walls.
Mm-hmm.
And Srila Prabhupada actually did that when he was first in New York. He was speaking, there was no one there, but he was speaking into the microphone, and that became the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, small is beautiful. Krishna is beautiful. Krishna can be very small. Anaraniyan mahato mahiyan, he can also be very big. In his very small form as Vamana Dev, he charmed the well, charmed Bali Maharaj, he didn't charm Shukracharya. In his very big form, he stepped over the whole universe. So we can hear about this regularly. Shrinu Sukhadam Shubhadam Bhavasam. Hearing about Krishna in his various incarnations is gives happiness and gives auspiciousness to this otherwise miserable material world. Hare Krishna. That's what I wanted to say this morning. I've said it. And if anyone wants to say anything else, questions, comments. How to overcome what?
Advaita people.
Advaita people. Well, I will, before I answer that question, I'd like to ask you a question. How many rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra are you chanting daily? Yeah, you chant Hare Krishna. It's not just an intellectual process. So that should be your first priority. The best way to overcome this impersonalism is to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. It's not that by our going out and talking to people that the whole world is going to change. It's not that we shouldn't talk to people, that's also required. But as I mentioned in the beginning of this talk, the situation in India has changed. It used to be very thick, Advaitavad, and now it's changed. And I ascribe that largely to the widespread distribution of Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. Several times devotees asked me to write a book against Mayavad. But I always respond, well, we already have it. It's called Bhagavad Gita as it is. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself directly attacks the Mayavad. Okay, quiz for all of you. Preaching Kantipuram, the headquarters of the Shankaracharya Sampradaya of Tamil Nadu.
Okay.
Tell me the verse in which Krishna directly debunks the Advaitavada idea that Krishna himself is a product of the unmanifest.
Bhagavad Gita, in the
निषेध है
मन्यन्ते
माम बुद्धाय देन
परम
भगवान का नाम तमाम बोलो या Krishna says that this is the Mayavada idea about Krishna, that Krishna is a product of the unmanifest.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna Arvatamiru Tonji or Navar in the Kulgi Krishna Prakriyinda.
Krishna directly says those who think like this are idiots. They don't know who I am. And similarly, avajananti mamudha manushin paramashita. Similarly, those who think that I am in a human body, they are mudhas. So you study Bhagavad Gita as it is and chant Hare Krishna. And serve. And Krishna will give you the intelligence how to and what to do. There is one book published by one of my god brothers. He put together all the different examples Prabhupada gave for defeating Mayavada. He got it in one book. Pushpanjali, I think it's called. He was one of my first trainers in Krishna consciousness. He used to teach me when I was informally, when I was in London. No, he's from America. He had spent time in India, and he trained me in so many things. So. So if you have a copy of that book, you could maybe, you can give examples from that. Anything else? I didn't follow the question. We make a lot of effort and then we feel. What do we feel?
Fail.
Well, there's no failure in Krishna consciousness. If we're sincerely trying to serve Krishna, there's no failure. Jatayu tried to stop Ravana taking Sita. Did he fail?
Jatayu, Sita, Ravana.
Well, in one sense you could say he failed, but his life was successful by doing so. That the Supreme Lord himself performed his funeral ceremony. Who would do that for a vulture? There's no failure. Prabhupada was a failure, you could say. His business failed. His family life was a failure. He was trying to preach and then he was thrown out of Jhansi. No one cared that much to keep him there. Then he was staying in different ashrams of his god brothers, and none of them wanted to keep him because I think he was too strong for them or something.
Our அவருடைய பிரச்சாரம் மிக சரியான வைப்பதால் அவரை அவர்கள் ஏற்றுக்கொள்ள ஒத்தம் கொள்ளப்படவில்லை.
He was an indigent sadhu. He had no money. He went to America and he was just wandering the streets. No one was coming. He was a failure. But he didn't think, I am a failure. That verse is going, what is that? Lapa, lapa, chui. How does that begin? Sukha duke same krit, va lapa, lapa, chui, chai, chui. That in happiness or distress, in gain or loss, in victory or defeat, one should go on doing his duty. That's it.
சந்தோஷத்திலும் தோல்வியிலையும் வெற்றியிலையும் தாமோ கொண்டவர்களாக புரட்சியாக முயற்சியை ஏற்றுக்கொண்ட ஒத்துக்கக்கூடிய மக்களாக இருக்க வேண்டும்.
Our success is to be engaged in the service of Krishna.
நம்முடைய வெற்றி கிருஷ்ண பக்தி பிரச்சாரத்தில் எப்பொழுதும் நாம் முழுமையாக ஈடுபட்டிருப்பதுதான்.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sirtako, who appeared to have a very successful mission, he said that I would consider my mission complete or successful if I could make one pure devotee of Krishna. So if you talk about failure, we should know what success is. Success doesn't necessarily mean to have big buildings, big organization, and many people saying jai to you. But success is if we ourselves can be pure devotees of Krishna. And if we can bring anyone else to that point also, of understanding that nothing in this world is of any value whatsoever. The vast of avastu, the only actual reality is Krishna. So if we can bring others to that point, then that is our success. Even to try to do that, that is also success. See, in preaching, we shouldn't think it's something like, you know, we're going out like we're in competition with the Jaggi Vasudev and the Nityananda and the Art of Living and the Christians and the Muslims. We're not in competition.
கண்டிப்பாக நம் பிரச்சாரம் நித்யானந்த இயக்கத்துக்கோ வெற்றி வாசகருடைய இயக்கத்துக்கோ போட்டியாக நம்மால் செய்ய முடியாது.
We're not just going out and trying to get lots of numbers and show, see, we're so great.
கண்டிப்பாக நமக்கு ஏராளமான அழைத்து வந்து நாம் மிகப்பெரிய நபர்கள் என்று நாம் நம்பிக்கை ஒதுக்கப்படவில்லை.
We're simply trying to convince people of the veracity of Bhagavad Gita as given by Krishna.
அதற்கு மாறாக மக்களை எளிமையான
முறையில் சந்தித்து பகவத்கீதையை புதிய வழிக்கு நாம் செய்கிறோம். It's not like, like they're different cricket teams and they have their followers, Chennai Super Kings and what is it, the Deccan Chargers or whatever. It's not, you know, we have our team. Die! Hurry ball! Not like that. We're in competition and we're against others. It's not like that. We want to see people come to Krishna for their eternal benefit. Brahmakumar, we don't have to discuss that now. There's a saying, Madhurena Samapya. We should finish sweetly, so don't bring in some poison at the end. It's just nonsense, that's all. It's not even worth to discuss. It's just so stupid. It's just, they say Lord Shiva spoke the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, how stupid. How stupid can you get? Prabhupada never discussed that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare.